He is creator of the heavens and the earth. He has made for you from yourselves mates, and among the cattle mates. He multiplies you thereby. There is nothing like unto him, and he is the hearing, the seeing. To him belong the keys of the heavens and the earth. He extends provision for whom he wills and restricts it. Indeed, he is, of all things, knowing. He has ordained for you of religion what he enjoined upon Noah, and that which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, and what we enjoined upon Abraham and Moses and Jesus, to establish the religion and not be divided therein. Difficult for those who associate others with Allah is that to which you invite them. Allah chooses for himself whom he wills, and guides to himself whoever turns back to him. And they did not become divided until after knowledge had come to them, out of jealous animosity between themselves. And if not for a word that proceeded from your Lord, postponing the penalty until a specified time, it would have been concluded between them. And indeed, those who were granted inheritance of the scripture after them are, concerning it, in disquieting doubt. So to that religion of Allah invite, O Muhammad, and remain on a right course as you are commanded, and do not follow their inclinations, but say, I have believed in what Allah has revealed of the Quran, and I have been commanded to do justice among you. Allah is our Lord and your Lord. For us are our deeds, and for you your deeds. There is no need for argument between us and you. Allah will bring us together, and to him is the final destination.